Good morning and welcome to the Proactive Ball podcast for Monday the 6th of June 2011. Did you miss me last week? Do you remember? It was a bank holiday Monday and I took a week off from doing podcasts because I was attending Geeks in the Peaks. That was 3 days of activities, both planned and unplanned, in the Peak District in Derbyshire. And if you want to see what we got up to, have a look on YouTube. There is a 10-minute video entitled Geeks in the Peaks. And it was an interesting exercise because it provoked the question, what exactly are we trying to do here? And that's a question which we should often ask of ourselves, not only in business, but perhaps more especially when we're doing something which is like a club or a society or a not-for-profit. What exactly are we trying to do here? And if you ask any business, I imagine that all their answers will be relatively similar. We want to make reasonable amounts of cash in a reasonably ethical manner. And that's been likened to plucking feathers off a goose. The objective is to extract the greatest number of feathers with the least amount of clucking. Over the course of an average month, I have quite a lot of meetings with clients, mainly ones who are trying to set up new businesses, but occasionally with people who are trying to sell an existing business. And in the past month, I've found myself asking them the question, what exactly are we trying to do here? And more particularly, what are you selling? Now, you may find this hard to believe, but I've asked that question. What are you selling? And I've met business owners who do not know the answer. Granted, one of them was quite complex. He was providing financial services of some sort. And the question was, are you selling a service for a fee? Are you claiming a commission or whatever? And it doesn't actually matter too much what the answer is. You simply need to find the answer because only then will you be in a position to market the service effectively. In another case, a young lady was selling a business, but not actually the whole business, just a part of it. And allied to part of the business, she was also selling the intellectual property that goes along with it. So not only did I have to ask, what are you selling, but also, who is selling it? Does the intellectual property belong to the limited company, or does it belong to the individual? And that's an important question, because the way the proceeds or the gains get taxed depends on who owns it and who's selling it. This young lady needs to ask herself the question, what exactly are we trying to do here? Because if nothing else, she needs to have a signed agreement between seller and buyer, and that signed agreement's going to start with the description of who the two parties are. Who is selling the intellectual property? These are incredibly fundamental questions, and it's perhaps because they are so foundational, so to speak, that we occasionally overlook them. And that happens in business, and it also happens in not-for-profit organizations. This evening, I'm going to the second planning meeting for a not-for-profit called Tweet Camp, and we are going to be staging a big event later in 2011. And even though this is a not-for-profit organization, I have two questions which I'm going to try to work out the answer to today. And those two questions are, what exactly are we trying to do here? And who is the ideal customer? Can you answer those questions for your business? Could you actually write it down for me? What exactly are we trying to do here? And who is the ideal customer? Because it's my contention that if you cannot answer those questions clearly and concisely within 3 or 4 sentences each, then actually your business needs just a little bit more organization.